I found a small, quiet room a bit farther away from everyone in the program so I could record these short interviews. Somewhere in the distance, people are preparing the tables outside for Shabbat, where we will sit under the stars. I have to admit, I'm struggling a bit to describe this program. Officially, participants came together from all around the world to learn more about Yiddish culture. For some, it's their first interaction with the culture. Some create contemporary Yiddish artworks, some curate new Yiddish spaces, and a few even teach the language and culture professionally. In this program, we were also engaging with the Yiddish language. Here too, there was a huge diversity. Some were very advanced, others were just taking their first steps. And for some, like Moishi, Yiddish is simply their first language. But this program was so much more than being about Yiddish. Moishi sits in front of the microphone. He has this calm energy, as if he's quietly reassuring me that, in the end, everything will be just fine. Interview number 7.
So, my name is Moishi. I'm currently in Mulhausen, Germany. I live in Israel. I grew up in upstate New York. My mother tongue language is Yiddish, and I'm feeling pretty good after experiencing a week I have of the culture of some of my ancestors.
I Think I Saw You is a podcast dedicating to exploring our human disappearance. In this season, I recorded the participants and faculty members of the program Generation J, each of whom reflected on their own thoughts and experiences of disappearance. I saw you, Moishi, right when you disappeared.
When I started therapy, I didn't know like what exactly therapy is. And at one point with my therapist, I had an argument with him that what are we doing here in this room? I can have the same discussion with a friend, with a close friend. But after I finished with that therapist, looking back on my experience, one of the things that I noticed was that I was really being seen and heard, and it was just like an hour a week dedicated just for me being seen and like someone sitting there with open ears to listen to me. So personally, I think that not being seen or heard can be a beginning of a slippery slope of self-destruction on like mentally for a lot of people, including myself. And it's something that, and I don't know how actually it's possible. Someone's like really trained of self-worthiness and he's not dependent on other people to be seen. It's very hard to survive in this world. It's a surviving for the minimum, and it's also a thriving element for most people, in my opinion. A moment in my life that I felt that I disappeared was in October 2019. I was on a backpacking trip in Hogsback, South Africa. I was doing this morning yoga class at the studio next to the hostel where I was staying. And in the middle of it, I literally collapsed. it just happened out of nowhere. Well, I only found out afterwards. I was being woken up by the teacher. I was fine afterwards, but I was literally out of context for like a few moments. I don't know, but that was like, whoa, I was not here and I'm back here. Like it was a disconnect and I'm back. By that experience, it was just, I felt like I was in a, I don't remember what it was exactly, and I'll explain. Like I was in the thought that I had right before I collapsed, and I was just there. I stayed in that thought, and then I was woken up. I don't know how to get there. That was not intentionally. I might have a quest to get to like to experience out of body experiences, but I don't know. I've never like experienced it actively or intentionally. Disappearance is more about literally like disappearing from this world physically. Like, I'm not here. I'm in something that it's not tangible. It's beyond all our experiences.
I think I saw you. Is created, produced, recorded, designed, and edited by me, Eyal Davidovich. Original music was also composed and performed by me. Mixing and additional sound design by the wonderful Jan Pret. The podcast is supported by Paideia, the European Institute for Jewish Studies in Sweden. For more information, follow Art and Time Machines on Instagram or find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.